It was 7 years ago, when her daughter was born, that Natalie Merchant decided to get off the road. She'd been performing for over two decades, with the band 10,000 Maniacs and then solo. She didn't stop composing, but found herself drawn to nursery rhymes and to poetry that spoke of childhood. Out of that has come her new double CD. She sets Victorian and early 20th century poems to music. She happily creates unlikely combinations with, say, klezmer and blues. And she also puts the poets into musical worlds they would have known well, like this old-fashioned jig.
A couple to shift for an ocean trickles the walloping window blind. No gale that blew dismayed a crew atop of the captain's mind.
There's nothing like a jig or a reel to just, it's just so uplifting. It fills you with joy. That's what childhood, part of childhood is about that. Just unbridled enthusiasm. Like, can't control yourself. Would you please calm down? No, I can't. You know, jumping on the furniture. I love the thought that there might be someday children all over being told to calm down when this record is on.
Much of the music sounds, to my ears, like songs that are like hand-painted toys. One of them is The King of China's Daughter.
Right.
The King of China's Daughter, so beautiful to see.
It's actually one of my favorites.
It's a favorite of mine. And just tell us a little why you picked that one.
Well, it's such a beautiful, simple poem. And this image of the girl with the jump rope made of the notes of singing birds and her skipping over the sea. And it also gave me the opportunity to collaborate with a Chinese music ensemble. And that whole idea of, you know, anywhere you in the, you know, I'm dating myself here, but anywhere you put the needle down, if that means anything to people anymore, you're put instantly in a place geographically, historically, through the music and the words.
I skipped across the nutmeg grove, I skipped across the sea, but neither sun nor
it's very cinematic. You can imagine the procession coming over the hill with the girl in the red sedan chair and the paper lantern swaying in the breeze.
Well, why don't we play one of the songs by a writer in Victorian England that you write was known as the Laureate of the Nursery, William Brightie Rands.
William Brightie Rands.
William Brightie Rands. But as we're going to listen to it here just in a moment, it doesn't feel initially very Victorian.
No, it doesn't.
In fact, it feels very Caribbean. But here, let's just play it for a second here.
If the butterfly caught it, the bee. Churches were built in the sea, and if three times one was nine, then the world would be upside down. Yes, the world would be upside down. What a topsy-turvy world this would be. World would be upside down.
Now this goes on and lovely, just what you might expect, except you get to lines like, if mama sold the baby to a gypsy
for half a crown, if a gentleman were a lady, then the world would be upside down. And you know what is really unusual? With all these poets, I began with a name, a birth and death date, but I didn't have any more information. And as they became my collaborators, I needed to know more about them. And boy, was it exciting when I found out about William Brightie Rands. He actually had two families that simultaneously that had no knowledge of each other in London. And they didn't discover each other until they were at his graveside. And one of the wives went blind from the shock of it for 6 months. So the world certainly was topsy-turvy. What I really wanted to do was introduce my daughter to really pure forms of music. Just an explosion when you open this CD of how vast and magical the musical spectrum is.
There's also a very wide spectrum of the message or the stories contained. There's a very haunting song toward the end of the CD, a poem by Gerard Manley Hopkins called Spring and Fall to a Young Child. And it's referring to the inevitable.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was a Jesuit priest. And I'm sure that you can imagine in Victorian England, there were a lot of opportunities to discuss and console people around the issue of death.
Margaret, are you grieving over golden grove and leaf?
I found a letter when I was doing my research about him, saying that he had just written a poem explaining death to a small child. And it wasn't written to any specific child, but he must have, you know, felt compelled.
No matter, child, the name, sorrow springs are all the same. They're all the same. No mouth had, nor no mind expressed what I heard of ghost and guest.
The sort of loss that even children knew in Victorian times and even earlier in the 20th century, they didn't have any choice but to experience that, and they experienced it quite close at hand. But I'm sure you put this on there because you think that it speaks to a child today as well.
Well, when my daughter was only three, listening to that song is really difficult for me, but now I'm going to talk about something that's even harder. I lost three very dear friends, but two of them within the space of 2 weeks, and they were twin sisters. And I actually dedicated the album to them. And my daughter had to live through that. And she saw them suffer. And she saw them pass. And then the questions, the conversations that followed, I'm sure don't differ much from the ones that you could imagine happening in Victorian times. I mean, he even states in the poems, no matter, child, the name, sorrow springs are all the same. And that when you see the death of anything, you see the death of everything, and you see the death of yourself. And sometimes when I've heard that song over and over, it feels like time is suspended. It's like a meditation.
While there are any number of musicians who have come out with CDs of children's music for fun or for their kids, This is not that.
The album really developed over time and evolved into a piece of work that's a thematic piece about childhood, and basically that covers the experience of being human.
The mountain sides.
Natalie Merchant, her new CD out today, is called Leave Your Sleep. This is NPR News.